Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. A contactless resident identity card is now in use in part of China. In 2002, the software company Bell ID launched the system for contact-based smart cards in the Macau Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China. Now the region's infrastructure has been upgraded to enable the government to issue, manage, and enroll residents in the identity system. And about 640,000 residents have now or will eventually make the transition to contactless. Eric Wellen is general manager at Bell ID for the Middle East. He's been involved with the Macau Identity Project since it began.
The initial project was done with the contact chip cards, using a Java chip. And roughly 2-3 years ago, the government turned around and said, what about using contactless cards? So this work has been undertaken last year and was completed in March. And we went live and they started issuing the contactless smart cards in parallel with the contact-based cards. So from a life cycle perspective, the residents will go to the issuance and enrollment station. They will enroll themselves, their fingerprints, their basic information is already in the database, which comes from the central registry, and the system will add the live photo, the fingerprint, and these kind of things. This data will then be sent back to the office for further verification and processing, and after this has been done, the data is sent to the what we call card personalization system, from the Bell ID token manager for the personalization of the contactless electronic identity card. That system will personalize these identity cards according to the correspondence data of the applicants. Then, obviously when the cards come out of this personalization machine, maybe you've seen these machines, they fill up the whole room. These are huge machines with laser engraving and chip encoding and what have you. The QA, quality assurance process, starts, and the cards are checked by the QA officers, and if the card is personalized successfully, this information is sent back to the Bell ID token manager system. We will update this in our solution and say the production or the personalization was successful. And then the card is sent to the collection counter, and the resident is called back to the station to collect their cards. Then they can actually start this the issuance, the usage of the cards. It uses mutual authentication between the card itself and the terminal. It's like kind of a handshake. There's a lot of cryptography involved. This was the same, by the way, for the contact card and the contactless cards. There's not a difference. And the holders of these cards can use these cards for all kinds of electronic services. You know, typical government services like inquiry of information, of occupational tax, printing of registration slips for receiving kindergarten educations, registration for proof of existence. Many of these typical government services, like applying for a certificate of the criminal record, you know, if you apply for a new job, even signing up for card renewals, signing up for a Macau SAR passport, updating of their contact information. All of these things they can do themselves. So this is what we call e-services, using the kiosks. Plus, which I think is very important, is the Macau Automated Passenger Clearance System. So that is the border control system, which allows the residents to enter to exit Macau without showing their passport to the agent or to the immigration officer, but just by entering and exiting the country by presenting their ID card, obviously combined with their fingerprint.
The contact cards will be replaced as they expire. The government wants to get its money's worth out of every contact chip and every card's expensive laser engraving. Wellen says the switch to contactless has been quite an undertaking, involving a lot of dependencies between the various systems and components. There were also some implications from a key management perspective.
Our platform supports many different card types and tokens. From our side, on the back office, the issuance side of things, it wasn't such a big deal because this is what our platform is geared up for, that the customer turns around and says, we'd like to start using different cards. The majority of the work that the government had to go through, obviously, was around, let's say, the front office side of things. You know, if you look at these terminals for the border control, which are spread throughout the country at the seaport and airport, the kiosks, all these things, that are accepting the card. These terminals obviously also needed to be upgraded, plus the personalization system and plus also the Bell ID token manager.
Wellen says the services the residents use the card for are the same. One of the most important ones is the automated passenger clearance at the border, which is faster using contactless. He offers three major reasons why the government embarked on this change: security, speed of transaction, and lifespan of the card.
New security features have been incorporated into this contactless electronic identity card. It's a more advanced cryptographic program that has been used compared to the original one, which we've obviously introduced back in 2002. So you know how it goes. These cryptographic algorithms, always new ones and more secure ones are introduced. Two, the speed. If you are on the border between Macau and Hong Kong, getting on a ferry, obviously there's a lot of people that have to go through and board the ferry in time. If you have to stick the card into a terminal, or if you can just swipe it in front of the terminal, that makes it much faster. The reading time per card has been reduced by roughly 2 seconds. So that's quite significant if you have a ferry with a few thousand or hundred people on board. So it will make the time shorter for the Macau residents to exit or enter Macau using this automated passenger clearance system. And last but not least, the third one is the lifespan of the card. So if you have the contact chip, where the chip sometimes detaches from the card, sometimes there could be issues with the card, and obviously a contactless card, you don't have that problem because the antenna is embedded much better into the plastic. So Bell ID is not a card supplier. We supply our token management software. So we are the software supplier, helping the customer to manage, issue, and track the smart cards during their entire life cycle, and also to do the key management, the cryptographic key management, not only for the cards itself, so to secure the access to the chip and to secure the data on the chip, but we also generate the public and private key pairs that are used for the certificates, which are generated by a third-party system. So we are truly a software house for Bell ID. It was pretty straightforward because this is what our platform is capable of: handling different types of tokens like smart cards, so the ones from 2002, which were Java-based. And now it was relatively easy from our perspective to upgrade our back-office platform to enable the contactless cards. We always try to be ahead and prepared for the customer's needs in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years' time. And the government also conveyed to me that now they have the contactless smart cards. They are now also looking into and even doing a feasibility study with regards to NFC. Yeah, so near field communication, it means with a mobile device, so the people, the residents can using their, providing the testing results, which are now being undertaken, but providing the satisfactory. The Identification Services Bureau, which is part of the government, they may be developing and introducing some kind of electronic services or applications that could utilize the NFC method to read chip data from the card itself, either with the mobile phone. So this is now also the next step, which is maybe in a few years down the road. So with our platform, the government knows that they are ready for it, because obviously we're doing a lot of NFC projects around the world, and it's one platform that supports everything. So the contact cards, the contactless cards, in the future also the NFC technology.
Wellen says Bell ID has lots of other clients making the switch to contactless, but they're mostly in banking. As for Macau's contactless identity card, Bell ID anticipates that it will be issued to permanent and non-permanent residents who renew their ID cards in the coming decade. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.